You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
I'd like to start off by saying, hey, Jamie Levenshaw, your glasses finally broke. Had them for 2 years, but they're great. These are cheap giveaway glasses. I get them at the trade shows. I love these things. Also, I want to say when I turn around and look out the window here at the fabulous studios abutting the south side of the expressway, the Dolphin Expressway here at the airport, the guy's right. Traffic stinks out there. And what a surprise with Art Basel and Art Miami being cranking it up out there. I can't wait to go back home to my place in Midtown. But we're not talking Midtown right now. We're not talking Edgewater. We're talking Coral Gables, the city beautiful, the place with more international businesses probably than anywhere else in the country. And I know people that are building places for those people to live. We've got them with us today. Rosa, forget it. I'm not doing that again. You can tell everybody your last name. And here we're here with Henry Torres, her boss, the developer, successful local Miami businessman, successful developer, making emerging markets to live in, places where you want to live tomorrow. He's building there today. Henry, welcome back for this segment. Rosa, you can try to say your name again for me because I'm done. I can't figure it out. Come on.
Ratkiewicz.
What? One more time.
Ratkiewicz.
Ratkiewicz? Where's that? Where are you from? Where are you from?
Poland.
I didn't even know that. Wow.
Born and raised.
Wow. How long you been here?
15 years.
Okay. Welcome. We're so glad to have you.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Polish. Where'd you find her?
She walked in one day.
Oh, that's great. That's the answer. Okay. So, Henry, let's talk a little bit, you know, let's talk a little bit in general about what you're seeing in the Coral Gables market. Why did you pick Coral Gables to build your next project? I think that's a good question, actually.
Well, listen, Coral Gables is a city, like you said, the city beautiful. How can you go wrong, right?
No, the way you can go wrong is by not finding a pad. It's impossible. They should call it the city impossible.
It is extremely difficult to find a pad to build a building like we're going to build. I like the city. I like it's very difficult to build there. The city.
So you like the barriers to entry because that means your competition is going to be limited. And when you deliver a great product, people are going to come to you because they're going to see the effort behind it and the quality that you put in.
Absolutely.
And look at your sales team.
When you go to the city, they put you through the hoops. They take you to the board of architects. They make you change the plans according to things they want to see, things they don't want to see.
Designer review board.
Exactly. Designer review board. You go there too, okay? And you get finally to a point where you have something that's very unique.
And beautiful.
Beautiful. And the standards are very high, okay? And the people that live in Coral Gables expect that. So, and that's what we're trying to build. We're trying to build something beautiful, high expectations, very unique, a premier building. We want this particular building that we're going to build now, Merrick Manor, to be the best and the premier building of our company.
Now, let me ask you this. You got some three-bedroom units in that?
I have one bedroom, two, threes, fours, and fives.
Hold on a minute. So that's actually someplace where a family could live?
Absolutely.
Oh, tell me about
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Tell me about that.
Well, if you got five kids, we got five bedrooms. I mean, come on.
No, what if I had three kids and I needed two offices? Could that work?
That works, too. We can fix that.
What if I had three kids, a maid, and an office?
We got everything for everybody.
Okay, how about a mother-in-law? I just had to throw that in there. If it works for me, it works for you, huh?
Sometimes it works for some people to bring mother-in-laws in.
Oh, wait. You got a small one-bedroom on the other side of the building, too, and you'd be more than happy to sell at par for that. But so what are some of the amenities? Because if you have kids, are you doing anything special for kids?
Well, we have a state-of-the-art fitness center. We have a community room, conference room, business center. We have a pool with a barbecue deck.
No, I'll tell you what you're doing for kids. You're locating across from their high school, for
That's
crying
absolutely.
Out loud.
The schools are...
Tell me about the schools that you're in the school district for, because that's important if people have families. Yeah. How about those schools?
Well, Riviera has a great school. That we have the Coral Gables High School right across the street. There's lots of schools in the area. I mean, if you have kids, we can...
They're going to be happy there, I think,
happy.
Is the point.
They're going to be accommodated somewhere.
They got a big field across the street where they can play ball, kick ball, bang their heads against the wall, all that good stuff. But that's what kids do. They make crazy, you know. So tell me a little bit more. You got some notes. Tell me what you want to tell me.
Well, our location for our new building is going to be 301 Altera Avenue.
Well, that's important.
If you know where that is, we're right next to Merrick Park.
Okay. Beautiful location.
Merrick Park Shops. Our sales center right now is located at 4311 Ponce de Leon. Our phone number there, you can call any of our sales agents. The number is 305-779-6870. We have units that range anywhere from 752 square feet to 3,356 square feet.
Oh, that's got to be the biggest condo unit that's south of downtown.
South of downtown, yes, for sure.
I had to think about that, too. I wasn't going to make a misstatement.
No. I mean, we're not building the mega, mega, mega
Well, that's
condos.
The other thing. How many units?
There's 227 units.
So this is a nice, small deal.
It's a small
community.
It's a small building. It's something that people... it's easy to manage a building that big. When they get really big, then it becomes very difficult to manage, very difficult to please everyone. This is a building that's going to be a lot easier.
Well, this is Miami. You can't please everybody. Just drive out on the highway. You can know that. But you can get close.
You can get really close, and you can try to be. You can try and please the majority.
It sounds to me like you've got something for everybody, which is really what we're talking about here.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. You know, we're in close proximity to a lot of different areas.
What's your favorite thing that somebody can drive to from Merrick Manor, and you cannot say the men's department, at Neiman's?
Well, if you like to play golf, you have two golf courses, Riviera or the Biltmore.
So I don't get bored, you're telling me.
You don't get bored at
okay.
all.
Okay.
And if you're a member of the Riviera, you're a member of the elite, okay? Because there, I think it's something like $50,000 to a year to be a member.
Did you hear that, Chuck? I'm coming to play at your course. You're paying.
Hospitals, there's doctor's hospitals.
There's the new UHealth thing that's right around the corner from this, right?
Exactly. Well, Baptist was going to build something next to us. They put it on hold, but it's coming. Somewhere down in the future.
Yeah, better
coming.
You have that whole, listen to me, I'm not from Miami, am I? You have that whole thing that they're building right across from UM on Dixie Highway. It's 2 seconds from your building, right? The
yes.
whole brand new hospital.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. So I can get sick and be in the hospital if I need to. I don't want to be in the hospital. Henry, tell me this. What's your favorite thing about Merrick Manor?
My favorite thing about Merrick Manor.
You can't say the sales team.
I can't say the sales team. Okay. My favorite thing is that I'm really proud of that building
That's
and the location.
That's what I wanted.
It's taken a lot out of me to get to where I'm at today.
Tell me a little bit about that.
It's had a lot of history. We've gone through the.
This is part of your life.
Definitely.
This is one of your kids. You're delivering something that you love, I think, is what I'm seeing.
This is my six-year-old right now.
Okay? Right? Okay.
I've had this project now for 6 years. We're finally going to break ground. I've put a lot of effort into this building. It's like I said, City of Coral Gables puts a lot of hurdles, but at the end of the day, it's all worth it because this will be a premier property. This is something that not everybody can accomplish in the City of Coral Gables. It's extremely difficult.
Oh, I know. I've been trying for years. I did RexArt. I did the RexArt deal. That was me. So I did one.
You did
I did one.
One. This will be my first in Coral Gables, and it won't be my last.
Oh, that's what okay? I wanted to hear. That's I mean, what I wanted to hear.
I love a challenge, and Coral Gables will give me a challenge, but I'll definitely build another one in
that's
Coral Gables.
That's what I wanted to hear, because we're wrapping up, and I wanted to really, the thing I really wanted to get out there was the feeling of pride. I mean, the feeling of pride, the beautiful smile and glow on your face, how proud you guys are of your project. Again, I wanted to thank you so very much from the bottom of my heart, you and Ellie and the rest of your team there, for putting together the beautiful event to show Viv love and the other young lady, too, who also needs a kidney transplant. There are many, many people who need a kidney transplant out there, and we want to thank you guys for raising your hand and getting involved. Rosa, let's finish with you. If people want to get together with you, your sales team, they want to meet Henry, they want to sit down at the table and cut a deal for their new home in Coral Gables, how do they get a hold of you? What's your website? What's your phone numbers? And then, actually, I'm going to let Henry go last, because after all, Henry pays the bills.
Yes, indeed. Well, with our sales team, you guys can get a hold of us, call directly the sales center at 305-779-6870. Our website, merrickmanor.com, or get any information at info@merrickmanor.com.
Henry, last words to you, unscripted, unguided. It's all yours, sir.
Well, I want everybody to know that Merrick Manor has finally come to fruition here. We're getting ready to start. And I would love to see all the people from Coral Gables come visit our sales center to see the fantastic building we're going to be putting together. It's been a long time coming. I really want to welcome everybody out and give us an opportunity to show you what Coral Gables Living is all about.
Henry Torres and Rosa, you could say it one more time.
at Kievich. And I want to say one more
thing
at the
end. Go ahead, my dear. Go ahead.
I want to thank you, everybody that stick around with us for a couple of years. It's been 2 years, and we have a tremendous amount of agents and brokers that have been just with us and help us with everything that we need to make this happen. So I want to thank you, everybody.
Let me say one thing about that, okay? Because a lot of times in Miami, you got the mega deals by the mega guys with the mega this and the mega that. This is a family business. This is important to the people that are involved. You can see that and feel that when you're part of the team, when you get in there and you meet Henry and Rosa and the rest of their team. And I think that that's a really, really important thing of this entire project. I'm Jim Fried, and we'll be back with some more information that you can use. I had to do that. I was too quiet. But it really is. It's a great project. They're great people. I have a personal affinity for them. They've reached out and paid it forward to my wife and I, and that's the kind of person that I want to have my neighborhood developed by. We'll be right back. I'm going to talk a little bit about the mortgage market, a little bit about what's going on with Vivian, and a little bit about maybe something else that's on my mind that'll come to me in a couple of minutes. You know, that's always entertaining, so stick around. Rhonda, it's yours. Give me some of my favorite songs.